Is called Timeless World Forever. That's new music from Graham Hunt here on Radio 9 with Jay Thurber, broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. The news is next. It's 2 o'clock.
We're following our democracy in historic times.
If confirmed, I will ensure staffing the Weather Service offices is its top priority. It's really important for the people to be there because they have relationships with the people in the local community. They're a trusted source.
Neil Jacobs, the nominee to lead the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, is pledging to add staff to the National Weather Service, but he's also telling senators he favors cutting jobs at other parts of NOAA.
The administration plans to slash $2 billion from the agency and wants to stop its work related to climate change. The Weather Service office in New Braunfels, Texas, had an emergency surge in staffing before catastrophic flooding there, but the funding reduction is likely to end research in multiple areas, including better predicting flash floods and understanding the worsening hurricanes.
A federal judge is blocking President Donald Trump's executive order on birthright citizenship. The Supreme Court has dramatically limited court's ability to stop presidential orders, but the New Hampshire judge is responding to a class action lawsuit, which still allows for a nationwide injunction. That suit aligns with what has been the common view for a century, that the 14th Amendment means nearly every child born in the country automatically gets citizenship. The White House says new peace talks between Russia and Ukraine are coming, although the Kremlin continues to order its heaviest bombardments of the war. Trump has expressed frustration with Moscow and has restarted paused arms shipments to Kyiv. Secretary of State Marco Rubio is defending the shifting policy as driven by the needs of U.S. forces.
That, frankly, is something that is logical that you would do, especially after an extended engagement that we saw both in defense of Israel and in defense of our own bases. And so it was a very limited review of certain types of munitions to ensure that we had sufficient stockpiles.
According to an analysis done for the Joint Chiefs, the munitions sent to Ukraine did not threaten readiness. The administration says Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth alone was responsible for stopping the aid and did so without notifying the envoy to Kyiv, the State Department, or the president. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says the incident proves being the host of a talk radio show doesn't qualify a person to be Secretary of Defense.
Pause of weapons to Ukraine is at best a dangerous breakdown in communications, and at worst, a sign that Secretary Hegseth is more interested in helping Putin than helping Ukraine. And what are U.S. allies supposed to make of this weapons pause?
Farmers say fluctuating trade policies are making it harder for their businesses. New tariffs on Brazil, Japan, South Korea, and looming import taxes on nearly all other trading partners are likely to impact the prices of agricultural products, threatening a bright spot for American exports. And Walter Schweitzer with the Montana Farmers Union says the just-passed budget megabill casts a shadow on the long-overdue farm bill.
They put some pretty strict parameters around what can and can't be in the farm bill. And utilizing a reconciliation process to craft and pass a farm bill scares the bejesus out of me.
He notes the new budget bill wasn't all bad news for farmers. Schweitzer says it raises reference prices for crops, enabling a better safety net if prices fall below new thresholds. But he says it radically changed SNAP and nutrition supports normally included in the ag bill. I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
On the radio. It doesn't ruin your vision like a TV show.
Practice yoga on the ground,
or get up and walk around.
You can do it when you're listening to the radio. You can shave or wash your hair while our show is on the air. You can cook up a fondue and we'd still be coming through. You can stay in bed and you'll find we don't care at all, just as long as you keep listening to the radio. Smoking reefer on the radio while we're really eating cookies and you never know.
We could tell you we look great when we're really overweight.
You can get away with so much on the radio.
Call, tell them what you look like on the radio. Cause if they never see you, then they'll never know.
Doesn't matter if you act neat,
cause they'll never know exactly
what you look like when they listen to the radio. R-A-D-I-O.
Not television.
R-A-D-I-O.
Wearing blenders.
R-A-D-I-O.
Or vacuum cleaners.
R-A-D-I-O.
You get the picture?
She was just walking down the street singing.
Starting the 2 o'clock hour, 207, much more music time. Thank you so much for spending a little bit of your Saturday afternoon with me. I really do appreciate it. This is the highlight of my week sometimes to come down here and spend a little bit of time with you on the radio at 88.3 WRCT and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. 87 degrees right now. Looking for a high of 93. We're going to check your full-time forecast in about 15 minutes. Here's Chicago on Radio 9.
When I'm with you, it doesn't matter where we are or what we're doing. I'm with you, that's all that matters. Time passes much too quickly when we're together laughing.
412-385-7450. 412-385-7450. Let your input affect our output. Get it off your mind and onto the radio. You can also contact me on social media, Facebook, Mastodon, and Blue Sky, J. Thurber Show, or check out the website at jthurbershow.com. This is Little Miss Dynamite, Brenda Lee, on Radio 9. Jack in Munhall called 412-385-7450. He wanted to hear those rascals on Radio 9.
How many times has this happened to you?
Hey, I pooped a turtle.
On Radio 9 at 2:24, much more music time. New music from Bear Mays coming up after we take care of a couple of brief messages. Also check your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast. And hello to Jay in the North Hills, who just called 412-385-7450. He wanted to know if anyone from Jefferson Airplane was on that record by the Rascals we just heard called C, which was only at the number 45 in the U.S., but hit number 11 in Canada. No, not according to the production notes that I'm looking at here. Says lead singer Felix Calvieri, so I don't know about that. Pirates playing the Twins this afternoon. That game should be getting underway. Actually, I think that game just started here about 15 minutes ago. They lost last night. 2-1 to the Minnesota Twins. This, of course, will be their last three-game series before the All-Star break next week. We'll check sports for you in about a half an hour. It's a taste of the world in your backyard. International Village in McKeesport is coming up August 12th, 13th, and 14th. It's a three-day celebration of shared traditions and heritage, including food, music, and dancing. This is the city of McKeesport's annual Ethnic Heritage Festival, now in its 65th year, featuring food, music, and dance from nationalities from around the world. It is run entirely by volunteers at Renzihausen Park in McKeesport. Plan to join them for an evening of food, music, and dancing. That is August 12th, 13th, 14th at McKeesport's Renzihausen Park. That's right near Penn State Greater Allegheny Campus. Gates open at 3 o'clock. There will be fireworks on Tuesday, August 12th. For more information, McKeesportInternationalVillage.com. That's McKeesportInternationalVillage.com. Also, August 11th, there's a special event just for kids ages 6 to 14. That's called A Village to Kids. That will also be held at Renzihausen Park at the Lions Band Shell. So McKeesportInternationalVillage.com will get you all the information there. Okay? All right. What else did we want to tell you about? Do we have another... Producer, do we have another little announcement to give?
I think so.
Oh, of course. Do we have that other clip now? I understand. So we were mentioning in the last hour that the President of the United States will be at Carnegie Mellon on Tuesday. This is a big, it is the, what is it called again? It's called the Pennsylvania Energy and Innovation Summit, or PENIS for short. This is being organized by Senator Dave McCormick, who is a real man of the people, obviously. And the students are very excited that the president is going to be there on Tuesday at Carnegie Mellon. Of course, if you are in the area, if you travel through Oakland and you have to be down there on Tuesday, the roads are going to be closed. Forbes Avenue, Panther Hollow, you can expect all those roads, Schenley Park, to be closed on Tuesday. Classes, I guess, are going remote, and employees are also being told to go remote. WRCT 88.3, of course, will be affected. We will stay on the air, but, you know, some of the regular shows, people may not be able to get to the station to do their regular shows. Now, I was hoping, we really have been hoping that we could get the president down to the station to maybe to talk. We've never had a president on this show, obviously, and we've never had a president, I don't think, on WRCT. We've had some. Senator Strom Thurmond was on WRCT, but never a president. Rick Santorum also on WRCT, never a president. So, but I guess they asked him. I guess the president is traveling right now. And they asked him if he would consider being on the station.
My good friend Dave McCormick. He says, come here, Mr. President. You have a very good brain. Maybe straighten out this problem. Fix this Jay Thurber. Fix this WRCT. We're going to see the FCC, maybe. Maybe we'll have ICE arrest Jay Thurber. It's a terrible show. I don't know why they have it on there, but we're looking into it. We're going to see if we can get it off there. It's a very low rating station. Very poor show. And while I'm there, we're going to look into it. Very sad. We think it was this Thurber clown in Pittsburgh. We think he does the windmills, too. The windmills, no good. Very bad. You have no wind, no power. So that's what we're going to be talking about.
So that's a little preview of the summit next week, the Pennsylvania Energy and Innovation Summit, or PENIS for short. And I didn't, again, I'm not hearing him say no.
Everybody talks about the weather. Is it gonna be cold or hot? And it's undeniable. Radio is reliable to hear what the weatherman thought.
Did you hear? I didn't hear him say no.
Whether you believe it or not.
Sunny and hot, the high now predicted to be 94 this afternoon. The humidity will make it feel like it's 101 degrees. Showers and thunderstorms overnight. Low of 70. 88 for your high on Sunday with a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Monday, patchy fog, mostly sunny then with a high near 87. Tuesday, sunny and hot, high 91. And then on Wednesday, mostly sunny and hot with a high of 91. Maybe a thunderstorm in the afternoon on Tuesday. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the Jay Thurber Show, 87 in Washington. It's 91 in Beaver County, 90 in Butler, 88 outside our weather window in downtown McKeesport, and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland. It's 88 degrees at WRCT Pittsburgh and at Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It's 2:30. I beg your pardon. New music from a group called Bear Maze on Radio 9. I think that has a naughty word in it. I just I was like, wait a minute, is that song what I think it is? And I think it is what I think it is.
Radio 9, the best.
That's why he said I had no talent.
Ooga, shaka, ooga, 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 shaka.
I mean, when a man's right, give him some credit. No talent, terrible show.
I can't stop this feeling deep inside of me.
shaka, hookah, hookah.
Girl, you just don't realize what you do to me. When you hold me in your arms so tight, you let me know everything's alright.
On Radio 9. From the high watermarks off Consult the Oracle here on Radio 9. Oh, we already heard that, didn't we?
There she was, just walking down the street singing.
Yeah, we already heard that.
A little loving, a little loving, goes a long, 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 long way. A little loving, a little loving, goes a long, 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 long
From 1964.
Thank you for holding. Now you're on the air.
Greg from McKeesport called 412-385-7450. He wants to hear I Only Have Eyes for You. For Greg and McKeesport, the Flamingos from 1959 with I Only Have Eyes for You. I'm going to recue this song because Greg raises an interesting thing. He says at the beginning of the song, it sounds like the backup singers are just saying shoobop, shoobop. And towards the end, they seem to be saying do what you want. So let's... That's the shoobop shoobop, he says. Sounds like they're saying shoobop shoobop there, which is just kind of made up doo-wop lyrics. But then he said towards the end, they seem to be saying do what you want.
Maybe millions of people.
Greg, you might be onto something there. Thank you. That's interesting. I looked it up in the Rolling Stone book here, and it doesn't say anything about anything like that. But that's very interesting. I'll do a little bit of research maybe when I get home later on tonight. Picklesburg is going on downtown now through tomorrow. That is over there at the Three Sisters Bridges, Picklesburg, July 11th, 12th, and 13th. All things pickle related. I guess it's a very big dill.
That joke wasn't kosher.
Thank you very much. Try to be more sweet and less sour. Anyways, my brother said he was there yesterday. He was making his own brine, he said. But one of the things that I was interested in was there's a mechanical bull over in PPG Square, over by the PPG buildings. There's a mechanical bull, and you can ride it. You can ride the pickle. And I feel like years ago I was on Liberty Avenue one night walking down.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and somebody came up and said, would you like to ride my pickle? I said, I don't want to ride your pickle. I just want to ride my motorcycle. Leave me alone.
I don't want a pickle. Just want to ride on my motorcycle. And I don't want a tickle. I'd rather ride on my motorcycle. I don't want to die. Just want to ride on my motorcycle. It was late last night, the other day. I thought I'd go up and see Ray. So I went up and
I was just walking down Liberty Avenue, and a guy said, hey, would you like to ride my pickle? I said, it's not even Picklesburg yet. Can I just slip you a pickle then? Support for 88.3 WRCT comes in part from Row House Cinema. Row House Cinema is a single-screen theater in the historic Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Every week they choose a new movie theme ranging from classic, cult, foreign, animation, fantasy, and more. Their concessions feature natural popcorn with real butter craft beer in the adjoining bottle shop and vegan options. Row House Cinema is located at 4115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, visit the website at rowhousecinema.com. Or call 412-904-3225. And if you or your organization are interested in underwriting on WRCT, email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. Another time I was walking down Liberty Avenue and some guy said, psst, psst, would you like to buy some pornography? And I said, I'm sorry, sir, I don't even have a pornograph to play it on.
Here's stock car racing champion, Junior.
When I am on a track, it is all business at 150 miles per hour. I cannot have any kind of distractions. When you are driving, you need both your hands on the wheel. That is why I have joined with National safety officials to say please do not pick your nose while you are driving. 17% of all Americans pick their noses while they are driving. Last year, approximately 65,000 people were injured in motor vehicle crashes involving a driver picking his or her nose, and many of the injuries involved serious damage to sensitive nasal membranes. 567.3 people were killed in these accidents. Mining for nose gold is fun and makes us feel good, but if you must pick, please do not drive. Keep your fingers on the controls, not up in your nose. This is Cal Patty Jr. saying picking while driving is not a good idea.
A message from the National Foundation for the Prevention of Mobile Rhinotelexis. Learn more at www.pickalanenotawinner.org.
Screws up more things in 3 hours on the radio than most people screw up in a week.
In
Jay Thurber at 2:51. Much more music time. Winding down this installment of the Radio 9 mess. We've got some new music coming your way from Aunt Katrina. Don't forget, please stay tuned at 3 o'clock on most of these same frequently frequented frequencies, 88.3 WRCT and Tube City Online Radio for Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with my buddy Eric O'Brien. And then at 5 o'clock, the simulcast is over. At 5 o'clock, on WRCT, it's Chop Shop. That's confusing sounds for confusing times. At 5 o'clock on Tube City Online Radio, it's the Kristen and Amber Show. So no matter how you listen to WRCT or how you listen to Radio 9, there's lots more good community radio coming up either on WRCT or Tube City Online Radio.
Your front row center at the ball game, and you don't have to fight the crowd. Turn your radio on as loud as you care to, then prepare to enjoy it.
The last weekend before the Major League All-Star break, last night the Pirates lost to the Minnesota Twins by a score of 2-1. It's the Pirates and Twins right now at this hour, and I'm just trying to see if we can get a score for you. I don't have a score in that game, but that game got underway about 45 minutes ago. Elsewhere in the major leagues, Cody Bellinger hit 3 home runs last night as the New York Yankees went on to beat the Chicago Cubs by a score of 11-0. Couple injuries to report. White Sox right-hander Hunter Dobbins says he's torn his right knee. It's the second time he's torn the ACL in his right knee. It happened as he was covering first base in the second inning of Boston's 5-4 win over the Tampa Bay Rays on Friday night. And the Atlanta Braves have placed 2-time All-Star third baseman Austin Riley on the 10-day injured list after he strained his right abdomen. That happened in the fourth inning of the Braves' 6-5 victory over the St. Louis Cardinals on Friday night. Venus Williams will return to the tennis court for the first time this year, I believe, or more than a year. She'll be playing in the 2025 DC Open, which is coming up July 21st to 27, the 7-time Grand Slam winner last played in the first round of the 2024 Miami Open. She lost that match in straight sets. And Iga Swiatek won her first Wimbledon championship with a 6-0-6-0 victory over Amanda Anisimova on Saturday. It's the first women's final in the tournament in more than a century in which one of the players failed to claim a single game.
Here's
your forecast. Hot and humid for the rest of the week, and looking for a high of 94 today. Chance of thunderstorms overnight and a low of 70. 88 for your high on Sunday with a chance of thunderstorms. And then on Monday, fog in the morning and mostly sunny skies and a high of 87. Currently 87 degrees in Washington. It's 88 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport. And street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood, it's 90 in WRCT. New music from Aunt Katrina to close out the hour. Off of an album with an appropriate name for today, and the appropriate name is This Heat Is Killing Me. The artist is Aunt Katrina. That's new music here on Radio 9, and I'm just vamping until the cart queues up here. Anytime today, cart, if you want to, there you go. That wasn't so hard, was it?
When you eat Collins wieners, you'll always agree.
That they always agree. Yes, they always agree.
Digestible wieners?
Yes, sirree.
Collins are the milder variety. No strong spices, no tough crust. True meat flavor?
That's a must.
All fine meat.
Through and through.
Get Collins wieners, they agree with you.
Collins, the wiener the world awaited.
Modern homemakers are naturally quality conscious because they are able to pick and choose for quality among many available brands. That's exactly why more and more people are buying Collins tender all-meat wieners. When you serve a pound of Collins wieners, you serve a pound of meat, all fine meat. Collins are today's outstanding meat value with no strong spices and no dark, tough crust. Yes, Collins wieners are not only delicious, but digestible, too. And now, as an extra special treat for the youngsters, every package of Collins all-meat wieners has a new exclusive autographed photo card of a Pittsburgh Pirate.
Oh, boy.
Or another Major League Baseball star.
Speaking of wieners.
Fun to save. Fun to trade. So, for hot main meals and Sunday suppers, treat yourself and your family to Collins all-meat wieners.
Yes.
Collins, K-A-H-N-S. Collins, the wiener the world awaited.
I thought I was the wiener the world awaited.
This was the story of
Jay Thurber,
the first known instance of a man who was killed because he had lousy ratings.
We'll be back next week at the same time on these same stations, 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. Remember, until next time, it's nice to be important, but it's a whole lot more important to be nice. You can lead a horse to water, but nothing smells worse than a wet horse. A bird in the hand makes one hell of a mess. No matter where you go, there you are. Don't sweat the petty things, and don't pet the sweaty things. Find me on Facebook, Mastodon, and Blue Sky at Jay Thurber Show, or check out the website at jaythurbershow.com. Coming up next, smooth, relaxing, and easy. Never. This is the Gigglepuss Broadcasting Network. It's 3 o'clock.
This is a production of PBRTV.com. In our 10th year, welcome to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Eric O'Brien. Recorded at the PBRTV.com studios for Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh at 88.3 FM and WRCT.org, also heard on Vulcan Sound Radio.